Well, with the spotlight on police shootings around the country, many police departments are relying more heavily on so-called less-than-lethal force to subdue suspects. But new research shows that one of the debilitating effects of tasers may be doing an injustice. Jimmy Jenkins from Here Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to the presence of an attorney.
The Miranda warning, that list of rights police officers are required to read to you after they take you into custody. Well, new research has cast some doubt on your ability to fully understand what's being read to you if this happens to you first. That's Chris Hannigan getting tased as a part of his training to become an officer with the Tempe, Arizona Police Department. After catching his breath, he says he's okay, but not everyone recovers from the experience the same way.
I saw a number of individuals cry. There's a very strong emotional response.
Dr. Michael White is a professor of criminology and criminal justice at Arizona State University. He's the lead author of a study published in the journal Applied Cognitive Psychology examining the effects of a taser exposure on cognitive functioning.
We conducted a randomized controlled trial, so it was a very rigorous methodology.
White and his team recruited close to 800 ASU students for the experiment. Some of the students served as a control and were given no treatment, while others were subjected to a 5-second taser exposure. The students were given a battery of mental and physical tests before and after the exposure. While all of the subjects returned to their baseline testing levels within 24 hours, White says in the short term they saw a dramatic change in the students that were tased.
We did document statistically significant declines in cognitive functioning.
These declines lasted for about an hour. White thinks this could have implications for arrestees that waive their Miranda rights and offer a confession during this time of impairment.
In some cases, you could visibly see how people were affected by the taser exposure.
White says aside from being emotionally shaken, participants were unable to repeat back lists of words and displayed significant loss of memory.
Certainly the fact that we're seeing some disruption, that it's temporary, I think raises questions about the reading and waiver of Miranda rights within that 1 hour mark.
Jean-Jacques Cabou is a Phoenix-based criminal defense attorney. He says when suspects waive their Miranda rights and offer information to police officers, their waiver must follow certain criteria.
The courts have set forth a standard by which criminal defendants' choice to waive any of their rights is evaluated, and they ask whether the waiver is knowing, whether it's voluntary, and whether it's intelligent.
While Cabou admits there's a high bar to have confessions thrown out, he says the new study could affect how a court interprets a knowing and intelligent waiver.
There are arguments to be made that someone could be pushed below the threshold of intelligence or knowledge as the result of being tased.
Dr. White's team tried to replicate the conditions of a contested arrest by having study participants engage in physical activity before their tasing, but he admits young, healthy college students are not the best sample of the average arrestee. He says the next step will be to try and work with Phoenix area police departments to test cognitive functioning of actual arrestees after they've been tased in the field. But Yale law professor Stephen Duke is skeptical of any Miranda policy changes in the near future.
All sorts of cognitive impairments are commonly present when people are questioned by the police, and it almost never results in the exclusion of their incriminating statements.
So if you're detained, Duke's advice? Invoke your right to remain silent and get a lawyer. For Here and Now, I'm Jimmy Jenkins in Phoenix.